Sunnah inspired bayan, we learn to live, to love, forgive, and quietly give. Sunnah inspired bayan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ. Alhamdulillah, many blessings and benefits of reciting durood and salam upon the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A very beautiful hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, he who sends durood upon me once has 10 mercies sent upon him by Allah, and an angel is appointed to convey that to me. Yani whoever recites durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an appointed angel gives salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and 10 mercies, blessings are showered upon that person. Alhamdulillah, we should try our utmost best to recite as much durood as possible unto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Niyat karte inshallah azza wa jal ke kasrat ke sath inshallah hum durood e pak padhne ki koshish karenge. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَبَارِكُ وَسَلِّمْ. The Qazi of Kufa, Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Ghassan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, relates, on Eid al-Adha, I went to my mother's home and saw an elderly woman wearing old tattered clothes. I found her manner of speaking to be especially heartwarming. I asked my mother, who is this woman? And she replied, this is your aunt Ania, the mother of Ja'far bin Yahya Barmaki, the minister of Harun Rashid. I greeted her with salam, and she replied, I asked about her well-being and how she came to be in her current state. She said, son, we spent our lives in heedlessness, yani ghaflat mein humne apni zindagi guzari, and wasted our time. The world then turned its back on us. I requested, tell me a story of your old good days. So she starts telling in the story, and she says that, I will tell you a short story from which you can gauge my prestige. 3 years ago, on Eid al-Adha, I possessed 400 shawls. As a tradition, my son sent me 1,400 goat heads and 300 bull heads, yani kurbani ke janwar. This was an addition to all the gold and clothing. Despite this, I still considered my son to be disobedient to me. Despite my state today is such that I came to you asking for goat skin so I can make some clothes from them. The Qazi says, I was aggrieved to hear the story of her downfall, and tears fell from my eyes. I gifted her whatever coins I had on my person at that time. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, inshallah, today we're going to be talking about heedlessness, ghaflat, how we are living our lives, not thinking to ourselves what is going to happen to us if we carry on with the state that we are. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned inside the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. O you who believe, let not your wealth or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. And whosoever will do this, it is they who are the losers. In this verse, the believers are being advised to not be like hypocrites by allowing their children and wealth to make heedlessness of Allah's remembrance. Yani aulaad Allah ne di hai, maal Allah ne diya hai, but don't let them divert you from your main purpose, from your goal. That is why Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, don't let them divert from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and become heedlessness of the hereafter. In pursuit of the happiness of his children, he will face immense loss. This is because he preferred this temporary world over the eternal bounties of the hereafter. Unfortunately, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, let's look at ourselves. Let's look at the state of the Muslims. How much are we doing for our children, for their better world in this life? Yani duniya ke liye hum kitna kuch kar rahe hain apni aulad ke liye. We are spending money on them, we're spending time on them. But what about the hereafter? In bachchon ki aakhirat ke liye hum kya kar rahe hain? What are we trying to do for their hereafter? Are we trying to concentrate on their hereafter? Or are we just trying to build a better life for them in this world? You know, I've talked to many people. You must have talked to a lot of people as well. You know, how they're spending 14 hours, 15 hours a week just trying to earn wealth. And you ask them, why are you working so hard? Kyun itni mehnat karte hain? Aur har koi ye kehta hai, ji, aulad ke liye karte hain. We're doing it for our children. Lekin pyare Islam bhaiyo, if these same children, we don't give them time, we don't give them the precious moments of our own life, that tarbiyat, sabse behtareen tarbiyat aulad ki kaun kar sakta hai? Social media ya maa baap khud? You know, everyone will agree that the tarbiyat that the parents can give, social media can't give that tarbiyat. Social media can take them away, but social media cannot give them that tarbiyat. But have we not left everything to the social media? Have we not left everything? You know, for example, our home, if our children mess about, they don't listen to us straight away, what do? Allah phone la prana, you know, here, take this. And that son, that daughter, they'll be on the phone, they'll be playing games, and then all their lives, that's what they've been doing. Ab yehi bache jab bade hote, when they grow up, and then they don't listen to the parents, what will happen? My dad doesn't give me time. I spoke to someone the other day, and his father bought him, and he says, you know, tell him something, he doesn't listen to me. And you know that child, bacha nahi tha abhi jo 15-16 saal ka ho gaya hai. He's 15 years old. He goes, uncle, can you ask my father how much time he spent with us? Aaj baap kehta hai, mera beta meri sunta hi nahi hai. Baap ne hamein shakal kab dikhai hai? When did our father give time to us? When did he sit down with us and talk to us about the deen? Now he's talking that we don't respect him. Ask my father, how much has he taught us about respecting our parents? Baap ne hamein kitna samjhaya hai? Hum par ghussa karta tha, used to shout at us, but never ever did our father talk to us in a good manner. Now my father is complaining about me. I've got a full list of complaints about my father. Aap batayein, banda baap ko samjhaye ya bete ko samjhaye? To pyare Islam bhaiyo, ye ki wajah iski kya hoti hai? Wajah yehi hai, we're spending a lot of time for the dunya. We're spending a lot of time. You know, nowadays, we're willing to send our children for better education. Isme koi mana bhi nahi hai. You know, Islam doesn't say don't educate your children. But if you look at the reality, we are spending thousands of pounds sending our children away for better education. But if we spend a few minutes sitting down with them and talking to them and, you know, planning with them the future for our children, the results will be different as well. Remember, there is still time. We should wake up from our stupor of heedlessness immediately and repentance one before death comes and takes us away from our bright homes. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, abhuman ye maine arz kiya, walidain se pucha jaye kyun itna karte hain, ji aulad ke liye karte hain. Aap itni thakavat kyun karte hain? Na khud bechare, they don't come for the salah. They might be just living down the road even. I know someone who lives next door to the masjid. The only time that he will come to the masjid is Jummah namaz. اب جو بندہ مسجد کے بالکل قریب رہتا ہے وہ مسجد میں نماز جماعت کے ساتھ نہیں پڑھتا. If the father does not leave his home and come to the masjid, do you expect the children to come as well? سوچنے کی بات ہے نا, ہم نے ٹائم دیا ہی نہیں ہے. اب ہم جا کر کہتے ہیں جی میرا بیٹا میری بات نہیں مانتا. It's too late now. You know, but we still say it's never late. You know, there's still time. On the day of judgment, بندہ پشتائے گا کتنا. If we look at these realities, even now, sadly, you know, so many parents come to us. Yesterday, I had a parent who was quite worried about his son. My son is hanging around with the wrong crowd. Please, can you help me? Now, the thing is, again, the same question, how much time did you spend with your child? Now, if you regret it in the dunya, now, the bad thing is, we'll regret it in the hereafter as well. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran, verse number 10 and 11, Suratul Munafiqun, para number 28. and spend in our way from the sustenance we have provided you. Before death comes to one of you and he cries, my Lord, why did you not grant me respite for a short time so that I would give charity and be from the righteous? Allah will certainly not grant a soul respite when his appointed time arrives. And Allah is aware of all that you do. Baad mein banda kya hota hai? Wo roega, wo chillayega. Please, Ya Allah, send me back to the world again. Send me back to the world again. Give me another chance. I promise you, I'll be amongst the righteous people. Give me a chance. I will be amongst the good people. I will give in charity. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, you know, we are spending so much money. It's not that we're short of money. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. There might be a small amount of people that, yeah, they are struggling. But majority of us, Alhamdulillah, we're not struggling financially. Allah has given us that wealth. You know, we're not struggling financially, but how much money do we give in the path of Allah? We're ready to go and take our families out for a meal and spend 150, 100 pounds. But when it comes to the masjid on the day of Jummah, that same 1 pound clicks inside the Jummah box. Wohi pound jo 20 saal pehle dete the. And sometimes we think to ourselves, we're doing a big favor. Janab, masjid mein pound deta hun. And some masajids, they have, you know, annual membership. And people, you know, a person came up to me and I, you know, I'm sometimes amazed even how that person stood in front of me and asked the question. He goes, can we pay installments? I can't pay 50 pounds annually. Saal hafte ka nahi. 50 pound salana. Wo bhi kisko deni hai? Masjid ko. Can I pay installments? And luckily, I know that person. And he went with his family to eat in the restaurants. I goes, when you went to the restaurant, did you say the same thing? How much did you spend? Ab wo banda usko pata chal gaya, maulvi ne se pata lagi gaya, main khane tak gaya. Ab wahan restaurant mein pata chala, they spent nearly 120 pound. 120 pound ek raat khane par tumne laga liya. Did you say to the restaurant, I want to pay installments? Wo foran de diya. But where does it come? When it comes to the masjid, when it comes to the house of Allah, we need to pay installments. Wajah kya hai? Hamara dil is taraf raghib nahi hai. Our mind, our heart, they're not content on the deen itself. So, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, before death comes to you, sow yourself out. Sow yourself out, because that time will come and then there will be no use crying. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr bin Abdullah Muzni rahmatullah alayhi, he narrates the following story. There was an individual from Bani Israel who amassed many possessions. When the time of his death approached, he said to his sons, show me various possessions. Yani ye baap jo tha marne wala tha, aulaad se kya kehta hai ki mera maal mujhe dikhao, show me them. His many horses, camels and servants were brought to him. When he looked towards them, he began to cry regretfully. Ab wo banda rone laga. When the angel of death saw him crying, he asked him, why are you crying? By he who granted you all of this, I will not leave until I separate your soul from your body. I will not leave from here. The man replied, O angel of death, give me some time to distribute these possessions. Main isko sadqa kar dun, khairat kar dun. The angel of death replied, you will not receive any more time now. Why did you not do all of this before death arrived? The angel of death then took his soul and departed from there. Aaj mauka hai hamare paas hai. Koi neki karni hai to aaj karein. Kal kisne dekha hai? You only have 3 days in your life. One day is the past that's gone. Yesterday, that's gone. You can't bring yesterday back again. The next day is today. So if you want to do anything good, do it now, because you might not even be able to see tomorrow. Kal kisne dekha hai? So pyare Islam bhaiyo, you know, rather than going into a long conversation, just ask yourself, what did I do today? Aaj maine kaun si neki ki hai? Think about that good deed and ask yourself the question, aaj maine guna kaun sa kiya hai? And try to think to yourself that this is the good I have done today. Is there more goodness or more bad in my day today? Har banda apne bare mein jab ye sochta hai na, to usko ehsaas paita hota hai. And this is why Ameer Ahle Sunnat has given us the nek amal. So you sit down, you ask yourself questions. What did I do today? Aaj maine kiya kya hai? And seriously, that day that we seriously sit down. Waise nahi hai ke rawaiti taur par baith ke thodi der socha. Ye rawaiti taur par hum karte hain. Jis din main aur aap sahi tarah baithe aur apni qabr aur apni aakhirat ki fikr shuru kar di na, تو اس وقت پیارے اسلام بھائیوں میں اندازہ ہوگا ہمارا وقت کتنا ضائع ہوتا ہے. امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, he narrates that Sheikh Daqaq رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, he says there was a great saint of Allah who fell severely ill. یہ کون تھے؟ اللہ کے نیک بندے تھے, بیمار ہوئے. He says that I went to visit him and saw his students sitting around him while the Sheikh was crying. بزرگ کیا کر رہے تھے؟ رو رہے تھے. And I asked him, oh Sheikh, why are you crying over the world? دنیا پر کیوں روتے ہیں؟ And the Sheikh replied, I am not crying due to missing prayer. He replied, you were an ardent worshipper. How did you miss any? یعنی وہ کیوں روتے ہیں؟ کہ میں رو رہا ہوں, میں نے جو نمازیں چھوڑی ہیں. And he says that you were an ardent worshipper. Why did you miss any? He says, whenever I prostrated, میں نے جب بھی سجدہ کیا, I did so with heedlessness. When I lifted my head from prostration, I did so heedlessly. And now I am dying in a state of heedlessness. یعنی میں نے سجدہ کیا غفلت میں, اب میں دنیا چھوڑ کر جا رہا ہوں وہ بھی غفلت میں. یہ ان بزرگوں کا پیارے اسلام بھائیو, یہ ان کا کمال تھا, یہ ان کے الحمدللہ عز و جل خوف خدا تھا کہ ایون at the time of dying he still crying that I have not done enough. میں اور آپ اگر سوچیں, what have we done, ہمارے پاس نیکیاں کتنی ہیں, how many good deeds have we done today, did we read the Quran today. زمین و آسمان کا علم قرآن پاک میں موجود ہے. ایک بزرگ رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, whenever he would fall ill, you know what he would do, he wouldn't take medication, he would sit down and read the Quran. تو کسی نے پوچھا کہ حضرت آپ بیمار جب بھی ہوتے ہیں تو قرآن پڑھتے ہیں, فرمایا کہ کیا اللہ نے قرآن میں یہ نہیں فرمایا کہ قرآن میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے نازل کیا ہے شفا, اس قرآن پاک میں شفا ہے. لیکن آج پیارے اسلام بھائیو, let's be honest to ourselves, how much did we read the Quran, did we read the Quran, how many days did we read the Quran, ہم نے کتنا قرآن پڑھا ہے. ہر بندہ, میں اپنے آپ سے سوال کروں, آپ اپنے آپ سے سوال کریں کہ آج ہم قرآن پاک کتنا پڑھتے ہیں اور ہمیں قرآن پاک کتنا پڑھنا چاہیے. آئیے پیارے اسلام بھائیو, ہمارے اسلاف, our pious people, how much they used to be loving to read the Quran. حضرت امام شافعی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, he used to finish one Quran every single day. اب دیکھیں آسان ہے, میں نے کہہ دیا نا ایک قرآن پڑھنا, لیکن کیا ایک قرآن پڑھنا کتنا مشکل ہے ہمیں خود پتہ اندازہ لگ جائے گا کہ how hard it is to read the Quran. لیکن یاد رکھیے پیارے اسلام بھائیو, حضرت شیخ شقیق بلخی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, what a beautiful thing he has said. He says, people say three things but act in opposition to them. تین چیزیں کہتے ہیں لیکن ان کے خلاف کرتے ہیں. What did he say? Number one, they say that they are slaves of Allah. ہم کس کے غلام ہیں؟ ہم اللہ تعالیٰ کے غلام ہیں. We are the slaves of Allah. But do not act accordingly and instead do as they please. یعنی اگر ایک بندہ slave, if you're a slave, then you listen to your master. We are slaves of Allah, no doubt we are. Do we listen to our master? Second, they say that it is Allah who grants them sustenance. رزق کہاں سے آتا ہے؟ اللہ عز و جل رزق دیتا ہے. Yet their hearts do not feel any peace without amassing the wealth and worldly possession. This is in clear opposition to what they say and they believe. We all say Allah عز و جل is the provider of rizq. If he is the provider of rizq, then why are we just gathering wealth? Why are we trying to fill our bank balances? Why are we trying to be better than our neighbors, better than our family members? Why are we trying to, you know, get the best house in the street? Why are we trying to get the best car that people own? Why is that? It's because I want to be better than them. Halanke we say Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that gives rizq. تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو, اگر اللہ رزق دیتا ہے اور واقعی اللہ رزق دیتا ہے, why do people earn haram? Why would people sell alcohol? Why would people fraud? Why would people sell drugs and alcohol? Why is that? It's because Imam Shaqiq Balkhi رحمت اللہ علیہ, this is what he says. We say something, we do something else. And the last thing he says, they say that they will die one day, but they act as though they will never die. لوگ کہتے ہیں نا جی مر جائیں گے, لیکن کام ایسے ہیں پتہ چلتا ہے مرنا ہے ہی نہیں ہے ہم نے, یو نو. اینڈ دس از شقیق بلخی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, سو مینی ہنڈریڈ آف ایئرز اگو از مینشن دس. ناؤ اف یو لک آور سیلز پیارے اسلام بھائیو, یو نو اٹس لائک اے اسٹوری دیٹ اے مین, ہی بلڈز اے ہاؤس ان دا پلیس ان دا پاتھ آف ویئر فلڈز نارملی کم, جہاں پر یو نو رائٹ مائنڈیڈ پرسن ول نیور بلڈ اے ہاؤس ان دا پلیس. پیپل سیٹ ٹو ہم, وائی یو بلڈ ان اے ہاؤس, یو نو دیٹ واٹر دیٹ رنز فرام یو ان ہیوی رینز floods come, your house will take you away and kill you as well. The person, he says, I don't care about the floods. This place is so beautiful. Kitne khubsurat pahad hain, and I'm going to build my house in the middle. He built his house. A few days later, heavy rain came, flood came. He was asleep and he was drowned. Aaj hamari isi tarah soch hai. You know, we love this world, the materialistic thing that we see. And I'm including myself, obviously. We look at the materialistic things, we fall for them. You see someone driving a good car, oh my God, where did you bring this car from? How much was it for? Why? Because we're so madly engrossed with them. You see someone's house, you want a house like that. Ek Islam bhai ne bada pyara waqia sunaya hai. A person, he was disabled. And he was sat in his house, looking outside the window. And he saw this guy on a bicycle, and he goes, I wish I had legs and I would, you know, ride a bike as well. The guy was riding the bike. As he was riding the bike, he saw someone go past him on a motorbike. And he goes, I wish I had a motorbike. And the motorbike guy rode past this guy with a beautiful car. And he says, I wish I had a car like that. The car, as he was driving an aeroplane past him, and he goes, I wish I had my own air flight, you know, private jet. We're always hungry. We all desire more. Hal mein mazid. I wish I had that. Zara soche, pyare Islam bhaiyo. What if we were born in a poor country? What if our parents were poor? What if we were struggling for food and water? Could we have done anything being born in that family? Allah Azza wa Jal has given us life, alhamdulillah. And I always say, go back 60, 70 years. Not even 60, 70. Go back 40, 50 years ago. And you'll find out how your family struggled, how they came to the UK and people started settling. You know, or else, my dad used to tell me, whenever it would rain, we would be worried that the roof's going to go flat on us. Aise hi hai na, hamare jo buzurg hain, ye aapko batayenge. Paani chona si, chhat tape si, ye hoga, wo hoga. We were worried. Now, we've got everything. You know what we worried about? He's got a better phone than I have. He's got a better tablet than I have. He's got a better game than I have. He's got better clothing than I have. Aaj hamare bachchu ko ye lollipop diya kisne hai? We're the ones that are giving this lollipop to them. We're the ones that are feeding them with gold and silver spoons. They've not worked hard. We've not worked hard like our parents. You know, this Islamic brother is saying, his dad once, he used to work in a factory. He worked for 36 hours non-stop. He would get breaks there and here and there. But 36 hours he worked non-stop. Who's going to work 36 hours? We can't work that long. You know, we reach 50 years old, body kaapne lagti hai. You reach to 55 years old, we get weaknesses in our body. Ye bemari, wo bemari. Wajah kya hai, pyare Islam bhaiyo? We were fed with golden spoons and silver spoons. We didn't work. We've not worked in our lives. Waqai agar banda kaam kare, even now, go and see those people that work hard labor. You know, Sheffield is renowned for steel works. Where are they all gone? Baave bhi gaye, factories bhi gayi. Ab hum fish and chips wale aa gaye. We can't work in a steel factory. I guarantee you, we go there for 1 hour, we'll be out of there next day. I can't work in that place. But these people had to work there. They had no choice because they had families. They had to look after. Aaj hamare hai nahi hai. Children nowadays, you know, worry. Tension, you know, ye problem, wo problem. Puche problem kya hai? You know, ek banda ho na, an elderly person, or a person who's got zimmedariyan jiske paas ho. You know, so why pareshan ki ho? Oh ji, kya kara? Kharche nahi poore hone. Banda soch raha hai, ra waqai, you know, he's at that stage, kharche poore nahi hone, tension. Ab bache ki tension hai. What's your problem? My friends got a better game than I have. These are their tensions and problems. You know, mental health, bachchu mein itna zyada ho raha hai. Uski wajah kya hai? We're worried about other people's things. So, pyare Islam bhaiyo, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. This world is just temporary. Ye yaad rakhein, this world is temporary. The eternal life is the best life. Let me just mention this to you. Sayyidina Usman bin Affan, radiyallahu ta'ala, the third khalif of Islam, in his final sermon, aapka aakhri jo khutba tha, he says, Allah only granted you the world, so use it to prepare for the hereafter. You know, so why did Allah give us the world? So we prepare for the hereafter. He did not grant it for you to devote yourself to it entirely. No doubt the world is ephemeral and the hereafter is everlasting. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu kya farmate hain? Allah has given you this world so you prepare for the hereafter. Not that you come here and you lose yourself. He says, do not let the transient deceive you into becoming heedless of the perpetual. Do not give preference to the fleeting world over the everlasting hereafter. For the world is coming to an end, and indeed our return is to Allah. Fear Allah, for fear of Him is a shield against His punishment and a means of reaching Him. These last words of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they wrap everything up. Don't do it for the world. Do it for the hereafter. Aakhirat ke liye tayyari kar. Kya kiya tayyari? Why you come for the weekly ijtima, this is preparing for the hereafter. Traveling on the kafilas of Dawat Islami is preparing for the hereafter. Reading the Quran is preparing for the hereafter. Acting upon the sunnah is preparing for the hereafter. Now we've got time. Kitne bande, you know, in Sheffield, let's not go too much far. How many people have passed away in the 3-4 months? I know 4 people on my fingers that I can count, and they were under 50 years old. A young lad, 13-year-old, I heard he passed away in Sheffield. 13 years old. Ask yourself, is that an age to die? That's not an age to die. In Ramadan, 19-year-old passed away. In Ramadan, a 41-year-old passed away. These are all signs. Ye kya hai hamare liye, pyare samay, just don't listen to them. Banda sochta hai, fulan ka janaza ho gaya. Ye 41-year-old hai, and he's passed away. 19-year-old, he's passed away. Ask yourself that question, I could be next. And what have I prepared? Humne kya prepare kiya hai? Ka aaj raat agar Malakul Maut alayhi salam kisi ke paas aa jaye, what have we prepared? Let's do tawbah. Let's make an intention. These ijtimaat, ye ijtimaat kyun hote hain? ہم کیوں آتے ہیں اگر نیت کر لیں کہ ہم دین سیکھنے کے لیے آئیں گے تو انشاءاللہ عز و جل will get rewarded. قافلوں میں سفر کریں, الحمدللہ اپنی عادت بنائیں. Every month try to travel on the قافلہ. انشاءاللہ the more we travel, the more we're going to gain blessings. May Allah عز و جل give us a better life in this world, and may we prepare for a better life in the hereafter as well. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
Sunnah inspired bayan. Through the sunnah inspired bayan, we learn to live, to love, forgive, and quietly give. Sunnah inspired bayan.